I'm John.
I'm Axel. Welcome to the bakery.
Welcome to the bakery. That was a spicy hit.
Yeah, no, I was actually reflecting how smooth mine was that time. I used a pipe and I was like, oh, that worked out good. Because like I burned my throat on that bong hit last time on the last episode. And so now I thought it would be all bad, but that was good.
Good. I'm glad you had a nice hit. That was spectacular for you.
That sucks for you, man. Sorry.
Right on. Well, last time I remember, or no, welcome to the bakery and the half hour.
The new half hour format.
We're hoping you like it. It's been a couple days since we introduced the first one, and hope you guys are having a great time with it. Yeah.
Well, I remember last time
we're
here with Frankie.
Thank
Axel.
You, guys.
Oh, yeah, producer Frankie. Here
and
as always.
The rest
always.
Of the bakery staff. Or not staff, patrons.
And patrons, yeah.
Random comment Charlie is here.
He is always here.
Damn straight.
Okay. Well, last time I remember we teased the bakery to tell John and I have seen a UFO.
That's right.
We have classified it as such. And no one believes us, but I mean, we haven't really explained it yet, so here we go. Okay. Here's how I recall it, frankly, and let me know if you can think of anything else, John. Okay. John and I were... What? Do you have a problem, John?
No, not at all. Go for it.
Oh.
Your headphones working all right?
Yeah.
Somewhat. No,
okay.
That's cool.
What happened?
Okay.
You got it? Was it?
I can deal with it. It's all right. It'll work for the time being.
I'm going to cry.
I'm done. Okay.
So as I recall it, John and I were smoking in John's car.
Uh-huh.
Because we were driving around in the neighborhood because we were about to go home and we decided like... What is smoke? And the best way to smoke in a car is to just like drive and park for a little bit and drive and park and everything. So that's what we're doing. So we had both just smoked and we're in a parking spot next to a wall. Dark out. We're in some dark neighborhood away from all the nasty streetlights. And we were both facing a nice open sky. We looked up, both of us, and we saw a bright light. And it, as I remember it, It started off low in the horizon. If you're looking at this, like, say you're looking at the sky, low in the sky, if you could think of that. It started off there and then just rose vertically up all the way and then just, like, I don't say fizzled out, but it just, like, kind of just disappeared.
See, I remember it hovering for a little while. I remember just staying put, and then you and I were both looking off in the distance, and we both saw it at the same time, and we didn't say anything to each other for about a good 3 seconds, and then one of us said, "Do you see what I see?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Oh yeah, no, I remember we both just like we just confirmed that it just happened, but it was just so quick. Like those fucking UFOs, they're just so swift. They're very swift. Slow the fuck down, man. Like seriously, it's weird. Like I almost wanted to convince myself it was a firework because the way I described it, and like even that night, like I almost thought it was like a firework going off.
Uh huh.
But at the same time, there's so much doubt in my mind that it's like I've seen that stuff and I could say it is and not, and that was so weird.
It didn't look like a flare. It didn't look like a firework. The only explanation I can think of was the way we were looking at it. Like perhaps it was moving towards us for a few seconds.
I got that vibe.
Like whatever it was, even if it wasn't an alien spacecraft, it was still an unidentified object. And maybe it was off in the distance moving towards us for a few seconds. Maybe that's why it looked like it was hovering.
I see.
And then it shifted position or turned off its light or did or just did whatever
cloaked.
It did. Yeah, cloaked, yeah.
It could have. I'm just saying, like, it was somebody probably got fired on that ship, that's for sure.
Someone was quickly let go.
Oh, yeah, you're in the brig.
Absolutely. So I've been in discussions with this buddy on Facebook who started a group against weedmaps.com.
I've heard of that site. Isn't that a good site?
Yeah. Do you know what it does?
I think you go to that site and it tells you where different depositories are for using your medical marijuana cards.
Yeah. Yeah. Where the shops are, where you can pick up legally.
Okay. Yeah.
So apparently the creator of this, Justin Hartfield, the man who started the website,
weedmaps.com?
Yes. Has been quoted as saying in the Wall Street Journal, the medical pot system is really just a way of legalizing marijuana for anyone who wants to smoke.
It really is. It's kind of ridiculous how much he is right.
Ooh, okay.
I would hate to say. I mean, everyone's just mad because they want to keep that hush hush. But I mean, I'm just saying, if we really come out and fix the problem that it is just ridiculous and they should just legalize it, then maybe it would
be see. Right. But this activist group is attacking it because of their, I guess, patrons who actually need it, who say they actually need it, and chronic illnesses and
yeah,
all that.
Well, I'm saying people do need it. Some people.
Yes. So, he also is getting a $20 kickdown for every patient he refers to a doctor. That doctor will give him $20.
For everyone he refers to that person to that same doctor?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a money-making thing. It's kind of, like I said, it's kind of ridiculous. You're just like, instead of paying drug dealers, you're paying like government people. And like I said, they should just legally, it is. It's just like a whole weird bunch of hoops you have to go through just to do the same thing, and they all know it's kind of happening. So it's like if they just kind of accepted it and try to
fix
whatever the problem they think it is, whatever that may be. I don't know what. I don't know, because people are so focused, really, on like what someone else is doing. That's what all our problems are like stem from, is that some dude's like, I don't think John should be able to smoke, you know, hemp. Mm-hmm. I think that's wrong. So I think he shouldn't be able to. And it's like, why do you care? Why do you care? That's what I never got about it.
Well, yeah, it's an illegal drug, all that jazz. That's why. That's the only reason. Reason to cling to it. Is because it is.
Quickly be a legal drug, though. Let's think about that.
Yeah, not very quickly. It would take time, legislation.
5 years.
It would take state legislation and federal, I imagine. Arnold. It would
Arnold's
be like
gonna
any.
Do it.
What?
Arnold.
Schwarzenegger.
California.
But no.
Forest fires.
Yeah. So Hartford kind of thinks. He kind of thinks like you do, Axel. He was also quoted at the end of his Wall Street Journal ad or article as saying it just needs to be legal.
Yeah, it really does. Like it's
even he, but he's positioning himself. Some people say it's bad for business. You know what I mean? Like, what an idiot. Why would he dog his own business?
Well, you know, of course people are going to say that, but it's for the greater good. Same with like oil companies and stuff. Like, it's bad for business to do, like, you know, non-polluting, like, shit. Yeah. Like, solar-powered cars would be bad for their business, but it's probably the right thing. Not, like the more right thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. No one's ever, has anyone ever been killed from smoking...
From weed?
From smoking hemp.
From weed. No, I don't know. Not overdose-wise. No, that's impossible. Absolutely impossible.
I agree. Like, you can't overdose from it. No one's been killed... From that,
you'll pass out from asphyxiation long before you overdose on the chemical compounds of marijuana.
You need like 5 pounds of it, I think. I thought, and even then, like you can never reach that amount. Like,
there's always
like a lot. It's just a lot, you know.
There's always that story of those people. It was a group of guys in a house with a couple bricks of weed and a fireplace, and they just closed up the whole house, pretty much.
Oh my god!
And they hotbox the house and
about.
They hotbox the house and suffocated.
Oh, whoa.
I don't know if it's true.
I didn't see that ending.
Yeah,
but that's. I mean, you know, it's like you could take the same argument with like I don't know, like water.
Yeah.
If you just tie a couple concrete bricks to your feet, and then jump into a lake, you'll die from that too. But I mean, water's legal.
Yeah, that's true.
You can kill yourself with just about anything.
Everything is poisonous. It's just amounts.
Yeah.
Water can kill you. You just got to drink like...
Did you hear about the girl in the radio contest?
Yes. Yeah. The one who wasn't allowed to pee or something?
We're going to do that next week.
Oh, boy. I'm not ready for that.
Boo.
I'm just going to pee early. I have nothing to prove. John is all about... You're all about like, I can hold my pee or whatever.
I am. It's a gift.
Yeah, I'm not big on holding it either. Like, I'll go out for a night of beers and I'll pee like a couple dozen times.
Yeah.
You know?
Handful. I'll get to know that bathroom.
Yeah.
They're like, what's with these pirate pictures in here?
Real tiny bladder. You know.
You guys need a man-sized bladder.
John has straight up told me, like, he's had to pee, and then he's just, but he was too lazy to go pee, so he went to sleep.
Like, God damn it, I've explained this.
I know you have, but it just still makes no sense.
It's the Indian alarm clock. My alarm clock doesn't wake me up, frankly. It really doesn't. I was late to work Friday. I was late to work that Monday. Just doesn't work.
Are you late a lot?
Because of my alarm clock. Like, I press snooze, and I think I have, like, four more snoozes on the way, and it just doesn't give me them.
You know what you need? Remember that link I sent you with the phaser alarm clock?
Yes.
I thought that was really cool.
That is pretty badass. I'm actually thinking about ordering one online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you describe? You're better at describing things.
Okay. So what it is, it's a alarm clock. Let's see. The actual clock would be located across the room, and on top of it would be perched a target. And wherever I'm sleeping, I would hear the sound from the alarm across the room,
wow,
and it would be my duty to grab the gun and shoot the target.
Your duty.
It is my duty.
It would be my duty to wake up efficiently.
I am charged with this task, and it will get done. What do you think of that?
I think it was pretty badass because it's ingenious because it, like, makes you wake up to, like, turn it off. There are other clocks on that website. I'm trying to remember them. There was one that it was like a helicopter, so it launched as soon as the alarm went off. So you had to, like, literally let it go and catch it because it was supposed to be buzzing around the room.
And you don't. And the alarm doesn't go off until you return it to its perch.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you had to catch it and return it and stuff. And then there was a puzzle piece alarm clock that, like, the alarm went on and exploded all these pieces. You know, put it back together for it to go off.
That would get your brain working early.
Yeah, and there was just like one that hung down, like just like from your ceiling. So it was like a light that just turned on, and that was like the alarm clock. Like, it would shine like right in your face.
So yeah, that's kind of lame.
It was kind of lame. Yeah, there was other ones, but I can't remember.
I just remember the phaser one. It was tight. You'd shoot a little infrared beam, and you'd do it all day. It looked really cheap, but looked like fun. For $20, why not?
John, did someone punch you in the eye? Like, I've been staring at it this whole episode, and I'm wondering, like,
yeah,
there's some like gash under your left eye. Looks like you either tried to put mascara on in the car,
or for a radio show. No,
for the radio show, yeah, that shows.
You can see that from all the way across the counter.
All the way over here, yeah. These are new glasses, bud.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Or you got punched in the face.
Well, you want me to tell you the story? Regale you with the tale.
Regale me,
yeah,
please.
All right. Her name was Delilah.
Oh boy.
But let's go to the beginning. Let's go to the beginning.
Okay.
Playing my tease over here.
I'm teased.
So I was in a bar, and I was staring at a girl across the room. The same girl who would be known as Delilah.
It's a noisy hit.
I'm taking a hit. I'm still listening. I'm sorry.
And when all of a sudden this guy walks up to me, he says, "Hey, what are you doing?" This man would later be known as Trigger.
Trigger.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is right.
Jeez. This sounds dubious.
So, Me and this guy look at each other. I'm like, ah, what do you mean, what am I doing? I'm sitting here. He goes, "You're looking at my girlfriend."
Oh,
and fuck. I was like, "Well, you all right? Well, I'll stop." How about that?
That's cool. That's cool.
All right,
man.
Diplomatic. Straight to the point.
Like, there's plenty of tang for everyone.
That's right.
Cool.
That's so
cool. That's cool. Perfect. So what else happened?
So he takes a step closer and he says, "That's not good enough."
Whoa. What a dick.
Asshole, right?
I know.
And I say, "Well, I don't know what I can do for you, dipshit." And so we go at it. He throws the first punch.
Oh, you punch. Okay.
He throws the first punch.
Okay.
And by that time, we're on the ground. We're on the ground now. We're wrestling.
Yeah.
When Delilah comes over, kicks me in the face.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's where the black eye came
fucking
from.
Fucking bitch. She
by that time, the bouncers were there, broke up the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And that's all that happened was that wow. Little...
That was
that
it.
That little eye gash?
Yeah.
Man, I wonder what he must
you
look
like. You
should
see him.
He must be what fucked up.
Yeah.
God. The scene you described. God. How much damage was caused there? Do you know?
It was a wreck, man.
A wreck?
I was throwing bottles. Picking up chairs.
You threw bottles? It's incredible. Holy shit. I'm surprised they didn't call the cops. They just let you leave?
Oh, yeah.
Did you run? Or you just walked off?
No, the bouncer broke it up. Okay, maybe I exaggerated in the damage.
On the damage. Oh, that's... Right. Oh, okay. Well, dude, that's intense.
Yeah.
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 Well,
that's the story of my black guy. Prove me wrong.
Yeah, springboard off that. I read this interesting article. This was discovered. Arguably the most spectacular case of shark feeding frenzy on a vertebrae carcass. Reported to date.
All right,
the most spectacular case. They found a plesiosaurus. It's 85 million years old. And it's basically, think of like a long neck from like Jurassic Park, the one that like sneezed on the girl or whatever. One of those, but like in the water. And it's carnivorous, so it like eats meat in the water. But they found remains of it with that, and they surmise that around 7 sharks attacked it in a feeding frenzy.
7? That's it?
7.
That's all it takes to be the most spectacular?
Well, it was huge. They were like huge ones, though. Like, this is like a huge fucking dinosaur, like 85 million years ago.
I didn't mean to torpedo this.
Well, I mean, you don't have to torpedo it. Like, I'm just saying, like, I was actually curious as how they fucking even do that, like 85 million years ago. Like, what was the evidence, do you think, on this carcass they found?
Did you ever see that Jurassic Fight Club on the Discovery Channel?
Yeah.
Okay. They would find bones buried in the ground, and they'd find various types of dinosaurs, and then based on the clues and whatnot, you know, what was going where and how far and how deep and yada yada, they'd reconstruct the scene for you.
Yeah.
So it's well within their means to do it.
No, they found shark teeth in the bones because those teeth just like flake off, don't they? I'm pretty sure like their jaws are like structured that they just like, once one shark tooth goes off, it's just like the next one goes. And we should ask Dr. K about this.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
He would know.
So that was their evidence?
Well, basically that it was. They found evidence of the teeth, and these are like the ancestors of the great whites. And also it was just like set precedent because it showed like these ancient ancestors also like fed aggressively. Like they were the eating machine that they still kind of are today, you know? Like they weren't like the bitches of the ocean and stuff.
Wasn't that like Jaws' tagline? He didn't need to evolve. He was perfect.
He is perfect. Dude, they are perfect. But this is all before the KT extinction.
What does that mean?
That is basically what killed the dinosaurs. That is the asteroid that happened 65 million years ago.
That's what they call it?
That's what KT it's called. I figured experience. That out, yeah, during this whole plesiosaurus carcass story I was like uncovering. So now that's like my science thing for the day. I'm going to be like, yeah, the KT extinction. That's what the Jurassic Park was about. Blah, blah. Frankie knows.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Damn Skippy. I don't know if you heard about this, but have you heard of the rocky planet discovered outside the solar system recently?
I read like a sentence about it. Like the exoplanet, right? That's what they call planets that are outside our solar system.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They're called exoplanets.
That's interesting. Well, they discover about 300. They've discovered more than 300 exoplanets so far.
Yeah, I thought it was a bunch. That's why I was surprised when they said this was the first rocky one. I don't know. I guess I never realized all the planets they found weren't. I didn't think about it until they said this was the first.
Well, I don't know if I actually read the story on air, but there was a planet that was discovered a while ago that matched the characteristics of Earth, meaning it had the same distance relative to Earth from its sun.
Uh-huh.
So it could support water at that temperature.
Yeah.
It was, I think, a little bit bigger. Think like Mars size. So that's roughly twice the size.
I thought Mars was smaller. Am I retarded?
Really?
I thought.
That's what I thought, too.
Can we get some fact-checking, Frankie?
I think Mars is smaller than Earth.
Mars is smaller than Earth.
Really?
I think.
Where am I at?
Boy, bad times, man.
Well, I know.
We got someone in the bakery checking.
I thought Mars
checking.
Had more gravity.
Huh?
I thought Mars had more
Mars
gravity.
Mars would be awesome as a colony. Like, that is our next step, for real. We need to jump to Mars and, like, set up permanent
colonization there.
Oh, that's in the plans. You know it is.
It better fucking be. That's for sure. I like the plan of like surviving in the gravitational like locks that supposedly exist around like the Earth. Like the moon's in one of those locks. So if we had like a station on the opposite side of the moon, it would like kind of just be in a natural orbit around the Earth, and that's where like a space station could be.
A lock?
I think they called it like a lock.
Describe it for me. L-O-C-H. Is that the space elevator or what?
No. It's the lock. By saying a gravitational lock, I'm saying like a nexus where like Earth's gravity kind of like would keep it in a nice stable like place.
To never like, a never degrading.
Kind of like
orbit.
Making a moon. Yeah, a little bit. Like, and that would be the best way. So like you make these big pods and leave them in these gravitational locks around all of the different planets.
Uh-huh.
And so once you learn about like how to survive in space and stuff, you connect those like pods together. And you go off into to search for another star. That's
a trip.
That's in billions of years.
By the way, the diameter of Mars is only about half that of Earth.
Half? Son of a bitch.
So it's much smaller.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Bakery, I'm sorry. I just don't know what I'm talking about, apparently. No. But back to that exoplanet. The characteristics of that one planet matched Earth. We just can't see it. We can't see it with a telescope, so we don't know for sure.
But they're building new stuff, right? So, like, hopefully soon, right?
Hubble was recently upgraded. I've seen some new images out of Hubble. They're awesome.
They're spectacular.
Yeah, they've retaken some of the photos that they took before, and they're just great.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that they retook. That's a good idea. Do you know how they find those exoplanets?
No, never thought
of it. They measure a star's wiggle. Because, see what I'm saying? Like, the planet still has an effect on the sun, the distant star. And so if they see the position of the star and then they, you know, a couple months later, or they're taking, you know, data over every night so they can see when it moves position and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And by seeing that wobble, they can determine that a planet is rotating around it and, like, having an effect on the star. And then from there, they can, like, focus their attention on it.
That's smart.
Yeah, no, makes it really sense. Is trippy the way they find that stuff. how's your cursive writing?
My cursive blows. I haven't used cursive in forever.
See, me too. I was reading this article about like cursive writing, and I totally agreed with it. Just about how it's a fading skill. Like it's just gone. Like I use it just for my signature, just kind of like having a cool signature. But otherwise, I don't use it either.
Yeah, it pisses me off that I had to learn a lot of cursive back in elementary school. Like, oh, you'll be using this in the sixth grade.
Yeah.
You'll be using this in the seventh grade.
You won't.
Never.
You never use it.
Ever.
You never use cursive. Ever. It's all switched to, like, computers and stuff.
Now, can anyone in the bakery recall what a Z in cursive looks like?
Fuck. I think I can.
Yeah, I can.
Like backwards three almost?
Okay. Kind of, but, with like, a with a little bit
with
at the bottom.
Bit, yeah, with a bit more of a...
It's a little little loop de loop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's it.
Lori,
like.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
All right, that's probably the toughest one I know.
No, but like,
yeah, that
even
one wasn't even close.
School,
that one in the F. the lowercase F wasn't even close.
Oh, that's an F?
No. That's a. That's right. It's a Q. Yeah.
You guys is Q.
They actually use the number 2 as Q. Why?
The F is give you that thing.
No, but that's the big one. That's a big one. The small one is like redonkulous.
The patrons are drawing.
See, look at this.
F's and
like, how the
you
fuck
need to
is
do
that
an extra swirl on that curve.
How the F is that?
But how ridiculous is this conversation about cursive?
Why?
It just shows that you need to put an extra swirl on that thing. You need to like put a tilde there. You need to do this and that. Like printing is just draw an A or B or C. Blah blah blah.
It's the actual letter.
As long as it's legible.
But it's all about penmanship. That's what I thought about, though. My penmanship is still not... is piss poor. It's not good. Like, even with cursive or no cursive, like I don't write in cursive anymore either. But people... because back in the day, like, you think you had a bad job? Like, 50 years ago, they were, like, required to use it. It's like, old people usually have better, like...
they have
cursive. I can hardly read cursive. Like, my cursive training was the teacher put a tape in and pressed play and left the room. So of course, nobody listened or paid attention. So
nice.
I'm really bad. So don't write any, like, suicide notes in cursive, John, because I'll never read it.
He won't know what you're saying.
I will be like, what? I think that's his name at the end, but that's pretty much it.
You may be right.
But like, I guess writing basically has been replaced by text messages and emails anyway. So.
Oh, shorthand for sure.
Pretty soon,
and that's all in printing. That's not in cursive. You can tell which is more important because that's what they used when they made the fonts.
Yeah, there's no cursive font, or is there?
It's hard to find. And it is. It's like script is what they call it, and it's just it's used for real fancy bullshit. Have you heard of a Spider-Man on Broadway?
I read like a sentence about it, and I was like, I figured you'd talk about it because you are a Spider-Man fanatic.
Well, it's called Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, and yes, it's on Broadway.
Turn Off the Dark?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Turn Off the Dark. Okay, anyway.
Oh.
Keep going.
But it has some big names in there. Do you guys know who Alan Cumming is?
Was he in one of the Spider-Mans?
No, he was in X-Men 2. He was Nightcrawler.
Oh.
Yeah,
I know that guy. He is very into doing plays.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's gay?
Yeah, he is too. Yeah.
He is
into plays, though.
Evan Rachel Wood, which I did look up, and she did give me Wood, so yeah.
Oh.
It's legit.
It's legit. The
full real name. Worth getting punched in the eye over?
Not like Delilah.
Not like Delilah.
Nothing
not
like Delilah.
Delilah.
She's a furious bitch, that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, ticket sales will go on.
Well, like, how would the even web slinging work in a play about Spider-Man? Just like,
I don't think you want to know, Axel.
I don't want to know.
October 31st.
Pressing on.
Yeah, so that's about it. What was that? Ah. Well, what do you think, Axel? Oh, I'm sorry. He's dealing with a customer. Sorry, guys. Didn't mean to intrude. But yeah, you guys are welcome to send us anything you would like to hear about. We're very diverse. We don't give a shit. Send us anything.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I want to start putting a suggestion box like in the bakery, John. And
maybe
they can like start suggesting topics for us, and I'd be down to talk about them.
We'll pimp out some of the Open Fly prize box stuff next week.
Oh yeah, the prize box. That will be exciting. Like giving
gotta get
incentive.
Some of those prizes.
Yeah.
And remember, boycott weedmaps.com.
Boycott it? Really?
Yeah. It's down right now. Don't know why, but boycott it.
Oh, I didn't realize you had to boycott it.
He's a shitty businessman.
What? It's for the greater good, though, I thought. Okay.
You
well,
think so?
It's whatever the patrons think, really.
Well, yes.
So anyway. So, hey, yeah.
OpenFlyNetwork.com is where you can find us and at...
Oh, yeah. Join us on the Dubious Bakers on our Facebook, and please leave a message on our wall and talk about the show and anything you want. Really, like, leave us topics.
Yeah.
All right.
And thedubiousbakery.com, and you can leave us all emails at axel@thedubiousbakery.com.
Oh, really? We still have individual axel@thedubiousbakery.com.
Yes, sir. We do.
So are you john@thedubiousbakery.com?
I am indeed.
That is amazing. That's really advanced.
Frankie's getting one pretty soon. Yeah. As soon as we learn how to spell his name right.
Can patrons get it after a while?
Patrons?
Never mind.
Like
that's too radical.
No, don't give everybody like an email address.
What about the forums? Is that close?
Forums are close. Look forward to that, too.
That's going to be where it's really going to be pimped out.
Have fun.
We'll be pimping, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
Hope you're enjoying the half hour.
Yeah, let us know what they are. Like golden dimes, run up on your set, all black gear. We letting them have it for the money and the weed and burp. Look at the weed and burp. The weed and burp. The weed and burp. Okay. The weed and burp. Come on. The weed and burp. Come on. The weed and burp. We letting them have it for the money and the weed and burp. Get yourself about 8 rhyme spitters. Multiplying by 10, then come make them face the grind. For more shows like this, check out OpenFlyNetwork.com.